Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a man we call Sultan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties, two of them in one game. The all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic, wonderful performer. A man who loves Nike shirts, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, you finally got to it. Yeah,
I did. I wanted this.
Promo, a Nike promo. We're getting money for this, right?
No, that's the problem. Take that shirt off and I'll pay you $10 to wear a CRN shirt. We'll be having. We're on the CRN radio network on Sports Byline Radio. We're on Sirius XM, our flagship 790 KABC, who's carrying your... I guess it's an okay team that you retired. The San Francisco 49ers, big rivalry of when you played with the Rams. You guys had some great 49er Ram games.
What brings that to mind?
Because they're going to be airing on Sundays, and our show is going to move around on our flagship station. So we may be on at midnight. Will you stay up that late?
You know what? I'm going to, for the team, to make sure this flagship gets underway.
Gets the show. We'll stay up, right?
I'll stay up to about 9:30.
Debbie over there said, "We'll get your best available time." I said, "When's that?" She goes, "Probably 3 a.m. No, she didn't say that. We'll be a good time. We got lots of stories to talk about. Fred and I were hanging out together this week, had a dinner gathering. We could talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk sports, some football, season getting closer and closer, preseason getting going. Just so many good things there. Baseball, we'll talk about that. Coming back in again, who's going to win, who's hot, who's not. Fred even has a soccer story he wants to talk to you about. Apparently, there's something going on there with the female soccer team that we have to talk about here somehow on the show. And I didn't realize you liked soccer that much. Did you watch that game and see that penalty shot?
I don't like soccer.
I know.
That's what you were going to find out.
I know. Well, we'll give you time to talk about that and everything. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and definitely send him emails at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're also on Facebook Live. You can put some comments in there as well, too, on Roku at CRNTalk.com. Thanks for joining us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word word Fred.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Ristorante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, drinking some great decaf coffee, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred and I spent some quality time this week, and it's always a better show when we do it for you here on the weekends when Fred and I have time to share. And this time it was Fred's idea. I gave him a call. I said, Fred, we should get together and do something, maybe a movie, maybe go to a sporting event or whatever. And he said, well, you actually said you wanted to buy a mattress. And that was quite, Fred, that was quite a great event. We went to a place called Sit and Sleep, where we were told we were going to get a friends and family discount. And Fred, I've never seen a guy check out mattresses, but you like a certain type of mattress, Fred, don't you? You're a Tempur-Pedic guy.
I'm a Tempur-Pedic guy. I've had my last one I bought in 2003, yeah. 2002. It's 22 years of age.
Mm-hmm. It's still just as good as new.
It served me well.
Good as new.
And believe me when I tell you that the new one I have now is the captain of all mattresses.
Well, let's talk about this because, you know, these Tempur-Pedics are supposed to last a long time. The woman just about fell out of her chair when she says, let's see, I think I have when you last bought your mattress. And,
oh, yeah, that was very impressive.
Cozy looked at it and she says, you bought it in 2003. So you were asking for a 6-inch to 8-inch mattress. It had to be just a certain type and extra, extra firm. And apparently when they picked up your old mattress, I think it was only 2 inches up to off the pedestal over the years. Did it compress over the time, like your back?
Well, no. They measured it, and I said, "How compare this one with the one you're replacing it with?"
Yeah.
And he says, "It's only 2 inches difference."
There you go. And the lady said, Fred kept trying it. She says, "This is okay, but it's you know, I like it firm. I like." And she says, she came to me and she says, "You know, I've got some really firm ones, but we have them upstairs because
they're dangerous. We better make sure Fred knows what he's doing."
That's what she said. She says most people go up there and try them and they don't like them. Fred, yeah, boy, bounds up. You talk about good energy, all-pro defensive end. I didn't go up the steps. He went pounding up the steps, and he laid on the bed, and all I heard when he got there was, oh, and he said, this is the one. That was
it. I yelled it.
Everybody
said, wrap it up.
Yeah. immediately, and Cozy's eyes started turning into cash registers. They were going ding, 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 ding. It was the most expensive Tempur-Pedic in the shop. Fred bought it, and when he went to get his discount, we found out.
I found the discount was aimed at the pillowcases.
You got free pillowcases. And apparently they don't discount any Tempur-Pedic. And I, on the other hand, thought I'm really in for it because I'm going to buy like a regular mattress firm, just a regular one, not Tempur-Pedic. It's going to be great. I didn't want the pillow top. I figure if I need it softer, I'll get like a mattress topper. And I bought this one. I thought, this is it. I'm going to buy this great mattress. I'm going to get 30% and maybe more. I think the price actually went up when she applied the discount. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
I don't know how it happened.
I think it's called salesmanship.
Yeah, we both paid about the same. I should have bought that real hard. That thing, I didn't even try it. Is it just like a, is it like a 2x4?
I have no idea why you weren't curious enough to try it.
I should have tried it, but I'll come to your house. You don't mind me coming?
I don't think so.
You can't lay on your bed? I'll tell you.
I don't think that'll work.
Fred's got
out.
His TV in the bedroom. Come on up, Mike, and let's check it out. We'll watch the Dodger game. So they delivered it, and you're in a good mood. You came in. I can tell your back. I don't see Fred likes to stretch his back.
You missed when I got out of the car. I actually hopped when I got out of the car.
Just bounded right out.
Oh,
right?
I was so happy. My back was
you're
so
happy. You're smiling right now. I've never seen you in this great a mood here on the show. Usually you're scowling. I may get a fact wrong here in a story. And
I'm going to get some, what do they call them, T-shirts, tank top T-shirts, and just wear them around. I feel so good.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. So it's beautiful. And then we went to a dinner to celebrate our purchases of mattresses because it was a fun day to be in the mattress. In fact, neither one of us went to the testing machine where you can lay down and they'll press in your preferences and they'll tell you what kind of mattress. I would have liked to have tested to see if you came out.
I'm surprised you missed out on all the little toys they have in there.
I did it last time I was there. But this is 2003. Well, it's changed a lot.
What do you remember your experience to be?
Well, unlike you who were there in 2003, they don't have rocks that they put the mattress on anymore. They actually have things called frames. And this is nice. So did you use your old frame or did you get a new one?
My mattress doesn't come with a frame.
It's a pedestal, right?
I have a pedestal bed, yes.
And there's Greek warriors that lean underneath and hold it up for you.
Yeah, on their back, like Atlas.
It's beautiful.
Just as long as they don't shrug, I'm in good shape.
So seriously, this Tempur-Pedic, it doesn't give much, does it?
Nothing. It's you know what? You know what it is? It's a challenge. That bed yells out, come on, give it to me.
Try it. I got a story for you. Is Suede McCoy here, who is the son of country singer Neil McCoy. Yeah. Guess what?
What?
Neil McCoy, like you, enjoys the super firm Tempur-Pedic mattress, and he bought a new one. This is a few years ago, and he told Sway, he says, you got to try this. This mattress is the greatest. And Sway took a flying leap onto the mattress and broke his nose. Broke his nose when he jumped on it because he thought it was going to give, and it was a firm mattress.
Well, what did he stick his head in?
I just jumped head first onto the bed and broke his nose.
That doesn't sound trustworthy.
Anyway, it's a good mattress. You like it. My mattress is not
arriving. I do like it, and I thought the presentation was straightforward. And when she says, I have something upstairs you're going to want to lay on. And I said,
it wasn't
really?
A mattress, let
I
me
said,
tell you.
Really? Well,
I don't know what her name was, but I heard a groan.
We call her Betsy around here.
Terrible. And then we went to dinner, and we went to dinner to pull out the stops. You finally get a great mattress.
We left the mattress at the store.
To be delivered. We did get free delivery.
We did.
It's good.
Yeah, we did.
And we went to Roost Chris Steakhouse, and here's the thing. Everybody that goes to Roost Chris Steakhouse orders a steak, right? Not our friend Fred Dreyer, and he's told me this many years, because people order a steak, a baked potato, vegetables, and Fred says, you never order. Well, you tell me. You don't order, you don't put a...
No, you don't mix those hard starches with protein. If you're going to eat a protein meal, pick one protein, go with it, whatever it is.
One protein, not
just
fish
one,
and,
no,
and,
you,
and
you
meat.
Don't,
and,
you know, give me some fish and chips, and you don't do that. You give your system a chance to digest the food. And it's all in the rules and regulations of proper digestion. And and once you get that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll wind up that all of the pain and agony of digestion and burping and acid reflux just goes out the window.
Didn't think you're going to hear this story today, did you, folks? And by the way, Fred Dreyer's stomach is a happy stomach. If we get quiet, you might be able to hear.
Thank you, Fred, for all you do for me.
Thank you so much.
So,
Thank you.
So you don't eat a carb and a protein.
Well, carbs are green and yellow vegetables, too. So
but not a potato,
can't
not a
say
starch.
That.
So, I'm sorry,
you
starch.
Can't have a full-blown starch that most people do. They give me a baked potato, and then me have you some squid, and then on top of that, you know what I think I'm going to have? I'm going to have another baked potato for dessert.
That's the menu at Roost Chris. And by the way, so Fred, I ordered a steak. And didn't get a potato. And Fred ordered a potato and ordered it with some fixings on it. And you got, I think, asparagus. And
I had butter.
Butter, asparagus.
Asparagus, Brussels sprouts.
And Brussels sprouts.
With my spud.
And left them in my car, and I was going to bring them to
you
today.
Didn't I?
I called you immediately, say, turn around. I was going to bring them to you today.
Yeah.
You'll have to make a stop to the house and pick up
your
leftovers.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way I'm stopping by again.
Yeah, because my mattress is not there yet either. All right, that's our show for this week, and that's all the latest in the world of sports. Here it is first, the politics of sports. But you learn something, everybody. You learn you don't mix that starch with the protein, and that is
you really don't. That, it gives you a great heads up on having a good night's sleep. Many people, especially in this town, eat their meals late at night, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. And you can get away with it if your stomach isn't burdened. And when you put a steak with lobster with a potato, you're bruising for
you hear
problems.
People, if you listen quietly to the dinner table, you hear things like, please, Mike, don't do that again. Don't put it together. I got to sleep.
Let's strap him down.
We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Of course, you saw him, the All-Pro defensive end, played signed by the New York Giants, played for the Los Angeles Rams. Big, wonderful actor that did so many great shows, including the big series Hunter. And we're here for you every week at this time, talking to you about the insides and backgrounds of sports. Let's get to some of our comments here that we might have in the old comment machine at Facebook Live. They're coming in here. Fred, for you. Rachel says, hello, Fred Dreyer. How are you doing? How are you doing this week?
Good. Very good. Nikki, so far.
Nikki says, hi from Nebraska. And, let's see. I'm doing well, too. Thank you, Rachel. Lee is saying that tuning in from Cleveland, Ohio, and on the show today. Larry saying hello from Iowa. This is a great crowd that we've got out here. And John has he says, hello, Mike and Fred. I have a little different type of question. When you played, Fred, when you played for the Rams, because I break it to you, John, I didn't play for the Rams. When you played for the Rams, did you notice the Hollywood attitudes that are so prevalent today, I guess, in the stands? Fred?
I'm sorry, did I notice the
Hollywood attitudes that are so prevalent today, did you notice it when you played on the Rams and played in Los Angeles and Hollywood? Was there like a Hollywood attitude that was part of the team or was in the stands?
Well, L.A. naturally had its patrons from the entertainment industry, music business, so forth and so on, and they were all over the place. You know, Carol Rosenblum, the owner of the Rams, cultivated those relationships. And, you know, I've mentioned before, you know, Frank Sinatra, you know, and Don Rickles. And Rickles and Jonathan Winters, two of the funniest guys you'll ever know. They would come down and stand on the sideline and stuff. And Rickles, a punter would go by. A guy from Cardinals would drop by, drop past us and to return a punt, you know, for the punt teams before the games would start. And people, would marvel at how funny he was and the little comic quips that he would come up with until one of the Cardinal players looked over at him, didn't know who he was or anything. He goes, hey, you want to get out of the way? Well, and then it just, it's pretty funny.
Hey, you. All right, hey, you hockey puck. There you go. So anyway, there you go, Chris. Now, Chris has got a comment. It says, last week, Fred, you asked where Hunter can be seen. He says, I do not believe it aired on any of the commercial TV broadcast channels, but it is streaming on the following. Amazon and Peacock by subscription, the Roku channel, Freevee, Pluto, Filmrise, Plex, Sting, Tubi, and YouTube, all for free on those. So that's pretty darn good.
YouTube, wow.
Yeah, so you got it going.
And so
there.
you have to Google YouTube.
Yeah, you'll find it. You just search and put down the Hunter, and it'll come up. They go to YouTube and then put the Hunter in, and it'll pop them right up for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Rachel is Joan G. Shelley is there from Birmingham, Alabama, listening and watching on crntalk.com. Kathy says, hello from Lawndale. That's your listener back in your home, Tom.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Hawthorne Boulevard, Manhattan Beach Boulevard.
Now, baseball question. This is from Chris. Says, who has the better edge? Do you think it's a foregone conclusion that the Braves will take the National League East?
I think Braves win the whole thing.
You think they take the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Yeah, Fred, though, you got injuries and things of that nature. No. Anything can happen between now and the end of the season.
I know, of course.
Or what about the Orioles? They're doing well. They don't have an announcer in their booth.
No,
but
no, 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 no. That's a flash in the pan.
What happened to that announcer? That Kevin Brown. He's
Kevin
a
Brown,
younger guy in the TV announcer.
They're gonna bring him back next week.
Well, he may be back already, but here's the thing. He said that the Orioles team wasn't very good in years past, and then he got dumped out of the booth by the owner. The owner kicked him out.
What's the guy's name? Angelos? Angelos.
Peter is the father. This is the kid.
He's off base as his father was.
Yeah, John Angelos is the kid. Peter is not in that.
He should just distance himself from his old man and have his own opinions based on the facts and a good, healthy opinion as to how you run a baseball team today in the year 2023.
Apparently, Kevin Brown said told viewers the team is performing far better than it was in recent years. That's a true statement.
Yeah, it is.
That's a statement.
That is true. That is true.
So he's been banned since July 23rd, and we'll see what's going on. The broadcasting community was crazy. All of the entire baseball industry knew what happened. The bottom fell out of the club for the Orioles in 2018. They needed a regime change. They had that. They got a new GM. Angelos, the kid, took over to the team to really go, and they were bad in 2019 and 2021.
May I interrupt you
for
a moment?
It's your show, for God's sake.
No. Who banned him?
John Angelos, the owner.
Owner banned his son?
The owner banned the Kevin Brown, the announcer, from the broadcast booth.
Well, it might as well be his son. I mean, that's a direct link.
Yeah.
I think it's, it's just typical of an Angelos move.
Well, and here's another story from a guy, Jim Hunter. Apparently, he was he was a broadcaster for the Orioles, and he wasn't in the plans after the 2020 season. Here's what Jim Hunter said in a radio interview this last Tuesday. He says, when the San Diego Padres came to Camden Yards with former Orioles cornerstone Manny Machado, club broadcasters were told to make no special mention of Machado, not in the run-up to the game, not when he came to the plate for the first at bat. He was just Padres third baseman Manny Machado, not the four-time Oriole All-Star who helped them to 3 playoff berths in 5 years.
So they're pretending that he doesn't exist.
Yeah, and the broadcasters, so they didn't say anything, but they couldn't stop the crowd of 21,000 from giving Manny a standing ovation.
Well, of course. Look, you got 32 teams. Is 32? Is it 32 teams?
Some
31
30,
teams.
30,
or, it's
30, I think.
It's what, 50? I don't know.
I don't know.
But the point is that there's a lot of stupid people owning baseball teams.
And the fans were chanting, saying, "Free Kevin Brown, free Kevin Brown." Not the old Dodger pitcher and baseball pitcher.
No, that's
a different Kevin Brown.
No.
So he's got there. But the thing to do is to have a lot of announcers. That way you can interchange. Dodgers have about, 33 announcers that come
ahead?
They have
32, actually.
32. At last count. That's pretty good. So, yeah, so that's a pretty good comment count there. Let's see who else we have here on our comment line over there. Let's see here. By the way, Land's End, Katrina says she's enjoying watching that, so that's on TV as well for you.
Where is that?
She didn't say.
Where might that be found?
If you can tell us where Land's End is, everybody, we'll put that announcement out too. Shannon says, hope you're getting ready for football season, Fred, and says you're looking great. By the way, Stephanie Kramer starts a new podcast on August 16th. Is she going to compete against us, do you think?
Well, I don't know what
no.
Her...
But we blew it. You want to know what we blew? You especially.
Oh.
Stephanie's birthday was August 6th. Just shake your head. You bought some donuts. Maybe we can send a dozen donuts over to her place or something.
Send at least one.
Yeah, send one over to her because it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Stephanie. Right? I mean, she's your former co-star, and she was great on that. What was that show that you guys were in? Hunter, that's right.
Hunter
show. Hunter. All right, what else we got here for you? Let's see. Also, we've got Shannon says, talking about your bed. She says, a bed is your domain. I get stems and Fosters. Stearns and Fosters mattress she gets. And people are telling us that the bed does make a difference. Nikki says, never fall asleep on the couch. Have you done that and your neck gets all bent out of shape?
No, never.
Pamela, GetTV announced Hunter will be returning to their schedule starting Saturday, September 16th, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So there you go on GetTV. It's coming back, Fred.
Oh, you know what they did?
What?
They shuffled 3-4 shows.
There you go.
And now they're dragging that one back again.
That's good.
It used to be on at 7 o'clock. Now it's going to be on at 5. People love that show, and I don't know. I don't wish people bad luck at all, but I'd be very curious as to know what the results of having Quincy on there for a month, you know.
That's it. Some of our people going through tough times right now. Our prayers are with all of you out there. And Shannon saying hello from Ford, Florida. Kathy is writing to us from Manhattan Beach. She's a block from El Camino College. You were at El Camino College, Fred.
I was definitely there, yes.
Yeah. Tubi is where Land's End is, by the way. Land's End is on Tubi. And there you have that over there. And,
oh, yeah.
And also on YouTube. So YouTube has that as well, too. Remember, we couldn't find Land's End anywhere, and we talked about it on the show, and it looks like people in the streaming community.
I was going to say, I think people did our homework for us. And they got us a good shot of on the airwaves, and now everybody gets to see it.
Yeah, so it's good stuff. So your comments, by the way, get them into us on Facebook Live. You can email us, freddryer@crntalk.com. Again, freddryer@crntalk.com. When we come back and talk a little bit football here, the Washington Commanders head coach, Ron Rivera, apparently he says he put his foot in his mouth, which is pretty hard to do.
You got to have a big mouth. You know,
and you got to have a nimble kneecap. And a hip to get that thing going.
Hey, you know something I just noticed?
What's that?
Your shirt is the same color as my pillowcases.
Well, maybe I could come over there and then check out the old mattress.
Well, no. That's a hard no. But you can drive by and I'll hold one of the sheets out.
I could launder this shirt and send it over to you as a pillowcase.
Here's what I'll do. I'll go out to the front yard and then I'll have my neighbor whistle you on. You come around the corner, not too fast, and I'll hold the sheet up and you can see it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. Get our sheets together here. This is good. You got good taste in colors there.
Yeah, of course.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge Fred Dreyer Show.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
We're back. Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Yeah, the all-pro defensive end, played for the New York Giants. It was signed for a short period of time. The New England Patriots couldn't play quarterback, so they said, hey, get me over to the Rams. And that's where he was, the all-pro defensive end. Also the iconic actor on Hunter, Land's End, so many great shows. All right, we got some news. Let's go through some news items here. So the head coach of the Commanders, apparently Ron Rivera, says he put his foot in his mouth. He was talking about the new offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. And Bieniemy is now on the Washington Commanders. And the coach of the Commanders, as I mentioned, Ron Rivera, had a lengthy opening statement to at his press conference. He said that he took on a different life than he intended and that he wasn't as straightforward as needed. He said, Ron said he told Bieniemy that I put my foot in my mouth. I think what I said wasn't as clear as it needed to be. I think the understanding of it is just the fact that I think everybody's making, in my opinion, a little bit more than needs to be made of this. So apparently what Rivera said was that certain offensive players have struggled to adapt to Bieniemy's coaching style, and he noted that every coach has a different approach. He said, as I've said many times since I've hired Eric, I love the overall message that he gave the team his first day, and that was basically we've got to learn to be comfortable when we're uncomfortable. And I think that's what's happened is for these guys on that side of the ball, things are uncomfortable. There's been a lot of change. And the entire way of doing things has changed on the offensive side. Change is hard, and I've always encouraged our players to have great dialogue and build relationships with our staff. You played with a lot of different coaches, Fred. Is this the true stuff that he's talking about here?
What do you mean true?
Well, I mean, you've got to adapt to it yeah, on that side of it. Yeah, I guess you have to,
well,
right?
Well, look, it's humans. Every coach has a philosophy of how he addresses people and how he runs the ship. When does he tighten down the screws on certain things?
Yes.
What's his discipline policy? Does he feel as though the team, if the team has enough leadership, it can kind of run on its own, you know? But you still have to have a head coach that is prominent, but you don't want them to step too far forward and take away the leadership that comes from the players section of the team. Players should supply the leadership, not the coaching staff.
I would agree with you. Now, the NFL preseason, they're saying, could be pretty interesting on how teams approach the league's new kickoff rule. We talked about this briefly at the beginning of the show. And San Francisco 49ers linebacker Oren Burks says he's got a keen interest in the preseason because there's that new rule that gives return teams the ball at the 25-yard line after fair catches in the field of play. And Burks is waiting to see how often teams utilize the option and how often kicking teams try to prevent it with squib kicks, little kicks of 10 feet or whatever. He says, according to Oren, he says, I'm sure the preseason will be a time for coordinators to kind of play with the rules and see what works and what doesn't. But for a guy that loves covering kicks, I'm not a big fan of a lot of fair catches. They've changed the game of football, Fred.
Well, of course, and it's not for the best.
They've done it because they think that it's going to stop concussions. They think it's going to be safer.
Yeah.
Safety reasons, they could take away the aspect of the game. And it's got many players as return specialists into the NFL. Now, all of a sudden, they catch the ball that's on the 25-yard line. There's no return.
Well, that catching the ball on the 25-yard line has nothing to do with keeping you from getting a concussion later on in the game.
You're right.
Right? So what do you do? You coach. If you're a head coach, you make the announcement that we're coaching safety. And what is safety? Safety is being in control of your body in pileups.
Exactly right. And so they said in the 20 years between 2002 and 2022, the percentage of kicks that went for touchbacks increased more than sevenfold, from 8.2% in 2002,
yes,
to 61.3% last year.
Uh-huh.
So the NFL estimates the touchback rate will rise to nearly 70% this season with the new rule. It's interesting to see how some teams may overcome that, do some squib kicks, do something. We'll see what goes on. It's going to be
squib kick yourself right into next year.
That's right.
And you're not going to overcome the fact that you got a poorly coached team.
Exactly. It's going to be all right. So now we got former Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel, one of your favorites. Am I right? You like Johnny?
Is he my favorite?
Yeah, you he's apparently in this documentary that's coming out soon, if it's not out already, on Netflix. Johnny Manziel revealed in an upcoming documentary that he tried to commit suicide after being cut by the team, for Cleveland Browns in 2016. Manziel, drafted by the Browns, he's in the Netflix documentary called Untold Johnny Football, end of quote. That's it, Untold Johnny Football, that a drug addiction contributed to his downfall. Really? Manziel said he lost 40 pounds after going on a $5 million bender. He was also in legal trouble at the time on charges he allegedly hit and threatened his then-girlfriend. In this documentary, Manziel said that after burning bridges with former coaches, teammates, close friends, family members, having lost endorsements, refusing help for his substance abuse issues, he planned to spend all of his money and take his own life. He said, quoting now, "I had planned to do everything I wanted to do at that point in my life, spend as much money as I possibly could, and then my plan was to take my life." And
how was he going to do that?
He actually tried. He took a gun, pulled the trigger, and the gun malfunctioned.
Yeah, it didn't go.
He says, still to this day, don't know what happened, but the gun just clicked on me.
You just can't rely on the gun. You just can't rely on guns. You know, you've got to make sure if you're going to do something correctly, if you're going to kill yourself, you know, do it right and do it fast.
Thank
and
you,
let's
Fred.
Move on.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, so ex-Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs sentenced to at least 3 years in prison. 3 years for a DUI crash in Nevada that killed someone. This guy, former Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs, sentenced this last week to at least 3 years in a Nevada prison, killed a woman in a fiery crash while driving his sports car drunk,
yes,
at speeds up to 156 miles per hour on a city street nearly 2 years ago.
Yep.
He said, "I sincerely apologize."
Yeah, good. That'll cover it.
Unbelievable.
He murdered another girl in a car.
Yes, Tina Tinter and her dog Max. He injured his passenger, his fiance, and the mother of their daughter. He says, "I have no excuses." He says he intends to counsel others about the dangers of driving at unsafe speed, driving and drinking.
I don't know if he's. You stop and think about that. What's done is done, certainly. But you don't. I don't know what. What talking to people about going 156 miles an hour,
yeah,
on a city street and murdering a young girl,
unbelievable,
is going to benefit anybody.
Also, we got five more universities departing the Pac-12. It's like, I'm telling you, the Pac-12,
yeah,
they've
how
lost
about
their,
that?
They lost their broadcast deal, and so Arizona State, and Utah have gone into the Big 12, and And the University of Oregon, University of Washington will leave the Pac-12 and join the Big Ten Conference starting in 2024. So they got like five teams. What happens then to those poor five teams?
Well, how about the incompetence? And nobody's really, I know there's a couple of people mentioned it, I think, in the past. Jason Whitlock, who we're going to hear from here in a little bit, he mentioned that the incompetence at the executive level of NC2A it caused this rift where SC and UCLA took off.
They were the first to go. Yeah.
Nobody in college football, certainly in the West Coast here, understands that if you lose your top two or three teams in your bracket, then there's absolutely no way that you can survive. And so what happens? They sat there, and the president of the Pac-8, the Pac-10, Pac-12, they just decided that they were going to turn the other way while everybody committed to leaving.
This is what you have.
But they could have cut better deals that would have kept them there.
Yeah, they could have cut the broadcast rights package left. I think ESPN pulled out of the Pac-12, and so this is what you got. All right, Jason Whitlock. He's former broadcaster. He's a columnist. He was talking about women's soccer. As you know, Megan Rapinoe, she's the one that missed the kick and the U.S. team lost in the women's soccer.
Yeah,
whatever.
Her whole life was built for this moment.
Yeah, and then she blew it.
She blew it.
Just blew it. And so Jason Whitlock said, Title IX, he says, first off, he called out Megan Rapinoe and the United States Women's Nation, explaining that she's a toxic fraud and makes it easy for Americans to despise the U.S. women's soccer team competing at this month's Women's World Cup in Australia. Boy, yep. That's pretty strong words.
That's pretty strong.
He said, Title IX is one of the greatest hustles in the history of pimping. Megan Rapinoe convinced the U.S. president, the 92nd Congress, to mandate that billions of dollars be siphoned away from boys and invested in creating female jocks.
He said, matching dollars.
It didn't matter that girls are far less likely to be interested in competitive sports or that participation in competitive sports worked against women's supernatural reproductive powers. But the American government, he said, has spent 50 years and trillions of dollars creating hardcore female jocks. Now, equal pay for equal stuff, hey, I get that. But how much money comes in from the men's sports and the women's sports? When they come to an equal level, then I think you get paid equal when you're making money back on your investment. If not, if you're in a minor league team and you're not in a major league team, you get paid less money. It's just the way this is done.
It's all liberal politics at that level. And
destroyed her. He says she's a fraud. She hates America because she hates herself, her dyed hair, rebellious persona, constant smirk, and social justice postings are posturing beards masking her shallowness. She's toxic. Her attitude pervades the national team. At 38, she's only on the roster to further burnish her brand.
Oof, yeah.
Boy, that is
pretty straightforward, isn't it?
I'm telling you. All right, Pamela from your Hunter days, she's been talking about the fact that you slept in a lot of these shows.
I slept all the way through my acting career.
Sexy,
just so you know.
Sexy sleeping was one of your key factors in a lot of the episodes of Hunter. And apparently, was there like no action or something, or did they not write the script in certain parts?
No, I said, I'll be over here when you finish the script.
So they would use you. We're going to post these pictures at our website on thefreddryershow.com.
Well, don't dine out.
Check
on
it. Oh, you have to check it because she says these are great shots of you. By the way, you had a tattoo there.
I don't have that tattoo anymore.
Did you burn it off?
Yeah, I did it on summer vacation once.
What a nice summer vacation you had. Ah. All right, so there you have. We'll post the pictures.
I think that's from a scene where I made love to a woman, and she was up gargling,
Really?
Yeah.
Is that it? And you just passed right on.
She was up gargling, and I was sleeping. And I said, there's no way I could live with this woman. She's, how could I do that?
Nice bed spread.
They took the thought bubbles out.
Was that on your Tempur-Pedic
mattress? No, they had the thought bubbles in there, and it was just, it was a beautiful moment, and they took it out.
We'll be back in the sports lounge.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Boy, this program has flown by. I got a couple of other quick items here from Jamie says, I know you probably hear this, Fred, a ton of times, but I grew up watching Hunter with my parents. My father doesn't speak English well, only Vietnamese, but he loved your show. His eyes lit up when I rediscovered the series again on Pluto TV. It's also free on the internet. She says, I currently live in your hometown of Hawthorne, Lawndale High School, Hawthorne High School. You created a lot of wonderful memories and a lot of fans growing up, and I hope I get a chance to see you in the future and greet you.
Very good.
And she said
you
and Stephanie Kramer were just fabulous. So that is good news.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And Trip Great said, Hunter, former All-Pro Fred Dreyer, a funny cop and the inspiration for his team. I love the occasional wink and the raised eyebrow to the camera at some of the episodes. And it's just wonderful. You're breaking the fourth wall. So a lot of people loving you. We got to do another one of them Galaxy Con things over there with you going on. And finally, from Barbara, she says, happy birthday to Stephanie Kramer, who, as I mentioned, celebrated her birthday on August 6th. We post great pictures of your lovely co-star.
Look how pretty she is.
She's great. She's a knockout. You're looking good, too.
She can't take a bad picture, actually.
She can't. Is she still singing? Can we go out to wherever she lives there and maybe catch the nightclub And maybe have a couple of beers.
That's that place right next to the gas station.
Could we, may we get her in as entertainment at the ramp? What do you think?
She comes with her own drums, and she comes with a saxophone too.
And Rosendo, the bartender, will make up some great martinis, and we could have a good time. Imagine having a martini and watching the lovely Stephanie
what
Kramer.
What picture do you like best, right there?
I like all the pictures. We're gonna
no,
post
no, no,
these.
Come on, make which one?
I say
like?
The upper left.
Upper left.
Oh, and the lower right. The lower right is lower
oh,
right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The lower right?
Yeah, the lower right.
Well, that's a mature.
Yeah. We're going to post these at the
How about the one right above with me in
Fred,
it?
This is the best picture here, the Fred Dreyer Show. No, I didn't like the one with you in it.
You didn't like it?
No, that's it. All right, we're out of time here. Don't forget, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer for Twitter, and FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Email them. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I don't have final thoughts. I just have thoughts that just keep following me around.
A little bit. All right, we'll see you next week. You got a trip over to your Tempur-Pedic. Talk to you then, everybody. Thanks for joining us.